Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. This is our episode 4. This is December the 20th, 2022. I think Milo, are you there?
Yep.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
You having a good day?
Uh-huh.
You ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Did you buy me a lot of gifts?
I can't answer that question yet.
It may incriminate you. Yeah, I get it, man. It's Christmas secrecy. I'm there with you. Well, this is our episode 4. And there's a lot of background noise, but... not sure if you need to go to another room or something.
I need to go to a different room. There's too much background noise. I'm going to a different room.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
All right. I think we're good up here.
Yeah, that's much better. Just for the listeners to know, this is it's Sports Time with John and Milo. I'm John, and he's Milo. And we do this show we change it around sometimes because of the schedule, but it's normally on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. And it's all about sports with us. I'm Milo's grandpa, and we love to talk sports. Now, we got a lot to cover because the NFL, my friend, is – getting down to there's only 3 more games left in the regular season. And
wah, wah, wah.
And so let's go over that. See how we did last week. You and I made our picks.
Mm-hmm.
And last Thursday night's football was the 49ers and the Seahawks. You're breathing hard because you know that the Seahawks lost to the 49ers 21-13. The 49ers are playing really good with Brock Purdy, their new quarterback. And so they won 21-13. You picked the Seahawks and I picked the 49ers. So there you go. On Sunday, I'm not even a minute, I think it was Saturday. The Colts and the Vikings played. Yeah. The Colts 36 and the Vikings 39. Wasn't that the crazy game?
They were down 33-0 and then halftime, and then they came back and won.
Yeah, the biggest comeback in NFL history.
I was literally about to say that, but.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I didn't get to see the game, but.
I did.
You did? That's awesome. Did you also watch the Ravens and the Browns?
Yep.
That's the Brownies came up and won that one 13-3. You and I both picked the Ravens on that one. So we don't have
we're
a winner there.
We're so good at this.
Yeah. Okay, so I picked the 49ers. On the Colts and Vikings, we both picked the Vikings. So we both won that. On the Ravens and Browns, we both picked the Ravens. So we both lost that one. The Dolphins and the Bills, another really close game. The Bills pulled
very
that one
close.
Out. Yep, 32-29. And John and Milo picked the Bills. So doing pretty good. Yeah, so we both picked the Bills on that one. Yeah.
Oh, I picked the Dolphins.
Well, I have it down here that you picked the Bills, but I'll take your word for it.
I did pick the Bills. Okay.
You picked the Dolphins? Okay.
No, I picked the Bills.
Okay.
Yeah, I picked the Bills.
All right. So now we have the game that made Grandpa really nervous, and the Bengals and the Buccaneers. Buccaneers led 17-0, and the Bengals came back and scored 34 unanswered points and won the game 34-23. John and Milo both picked the Bengals. So, yay, we won that one. That was a really incredible game. Okay, so we go into sixth game of the NFL Week 15, the Falcons and the Saints. And you picked the Falcons, and I picked the Saints. And the Saints won 21-18. Now, if you'll see the thing going... it's very close, man. All the games are really close. So the next one, the Steelers and the Panthers. You picked the Steelers. I picked the Panthers. The Steelers pulled it out, 24-16.
Yes,
so
you
got
finally win by myself.
Yeah, you got that one. The next one was a lot closer game than I thought it would be. The Eagles and the Bears. The Eagles came behind. Yeah, and won 25-20. John and Milo both picked the Eagles, so we both won that one. Okay, as we move along on Week 15's NFL picks with John and Milo, it's sports time with John and Milo. The Chiefs and the Texans. Another game that was really close. We both picked the Chiefs, and they pulled it out, Milo. 30-24.
Mm-hmm.
So John and Milo both got wins there. The Cowboys and the Jaguars. Did you see that game?
Crazy game.
Yeah, crazy game. Cowboys 34, Jaguars 40. Both of us picked the Cowboys, so we both lost that one.
Because we both know that the Jaguars are not good this season.
They're playing better though. We are, and they're not going to go into the playoffs. But they're playing relaxed and loose, so they played pretty well. Another really close game, the Lions and the Jets. The Lions won 20-17. Both of us picked the Lions, so we both got wins there. The Cardinals and the Broncos, 24 for the Broncos, 15 for the Cardinals. The Cardinals are playing terrible right now. The Broncos pull ahead 24-15, and John and Milo both picked the Broncos, which was surprising. Okay, we go to the next game, which was the game that I really enjoyed, the Patriots and the Raiders. For the Patriots, it was 24-24.
That was a great game. Oh, yeah.
24-24, and they were the guy had a nice run. Instead of just going down and going to overtime, he lateraled the ball backwards when the guy passed the ball right into a Raider who ran all the way in for a touchdown to beat the Patriots 30-24. And I'm glad he did, because John picked the Raiders and you picked the Patriots, buddy. So, sorry about that. Better luck next time. Another super close game, the Giants and the Chargers. The Giants won that one 20-17 with John and Milo both picking the Chargers. So, two both lost that. Yeah, not good. And then let's close it out with the Monday night game, the Rams and the Packers.
I love that game. I just love that game.
Well, the Packers won that game. Baker Mayfield didn't look as good as he did. He's starting to look like the old Baker Mayfield again. So he played pretty good there for a while. Anywho, the Packers won 24-12. So if I have my numbers right, I picked 12 winning teams and you picked 8. And I have to go back and calculate the other things. I think we're pretty close to being tied overall right now. Yeah, don't give up, buddy. You still got plenty of time. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I got most of the college. I'm going to get most of the college right because I watched a lot of it.
Well, there's a game going on right now. There's one afterwards. Okay,
oh, wow.
So I've also been watching a lot. So Milo and I picked our winners for the 2022-2023 College Bowl picks. The first game that was played was the Bahamas-Nassau Bowl, which had University of Alabama versus Miami of Ohio. University of Alabama won 24-20. John and Milo both picked Miami of Ohio.
So
we didn't win that one. The next one was the Cure Bowl. That was Troy versus University of Texas at San Antonio. Milo, you picked Troy, who won the game 18-12. And that was I watched part of that game. I was kind of like walking in and out of the living room. So the next was the Fenway Bowl. That was actually – I thought Cincinnati would win that one. But you picked
exactly
Cincinnati. You picked Cincinnati. I picked Louisville. Louisville won 24, Cincinnati 7. John picked Louisville. And I thought, I don't know why I did that. But anywho, you won, or I won that one. We go to this, also on the 17th was the Las Vegas Bowl. And that was Florida versus Oregon State. Oregon State won that game 30-3. Milo, you picked Florida, and I picked Oregon State.
Can't blame me for that.
No, I can't. I can't. The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, which is an ego bowl. If you name yourself after the bowl, but Jimmy Kimmel Bowl had Washington State.
Hi, Jimmy, if you're out there.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy. Against Fresno State. You picked Fresno State. I picked Washington State. Fresno won 29-6, so you got that one.
Yeah.
Good job on that one. The next one was the Lending Tree Bowl. That was Southern Miss versus Rice. You and I both picked Rice. And Southern Miss won that game,
yeah.
Milo, 38-24. So, okay. New Mexico Bowl was also on the 17th. That was your team, the BYUs, against SMU, Southern Methodist versus Brigham Young University. The winner was Brigham Young University, 24-23. So, Milo, you picked Brigham Young. you got me there. The BYUs beat the SMUs 24-23. Milo won that one. December the 19th, which was yesterday, was the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Marshall, wait a minute, was that yesterday? I don't have a score on that one. Yeah, I do. No, I don't. I have to look that up. And then what's going on? I'll look that up real quick on why we're waiting on me. And I don't know if I have a score. Maybe I do. That's Marshall. Marshall 28, UConn 14. So
I don't know who I picked.
You
I think it's Marshall.
Let's look right here. You picked UConn, dude.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I picked Marshall 28-14. Yep.
That's my favorite score. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why I picked some of mine either. But right now, going on as we speak, it's the Potato Bowl is on right now. And I don't think it's over yet, so we don't have a score on that one yet. But we do have, if I'm not mistaken, it was 41-20. So Eastern Michigan was beating San Jose State, but we'll go over that next week, okay? So right now, we won't tally anything up, but we've covered the NFL Week 15, covered our bowl picks, and all we have left to do is pick our NFL Week 16. So we'll do that in just a minute. 1 second. And okay, so we're going to take a quick music break. For those people that are tuned in, Milo's giving us his own music. You are listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo, and we do this on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. So we're going to play a Christmas song, and we'll be right back after this. And we're back with It's Sports Time with John and Milo. Milo is singing. That, did you like that song, buddy?
Yeah.
That's one of the guys I play on my independent music show. That's Coke Belda from Italy, and that's a really cool song. Santa is coming tonight. So let's keep on moving along. We're going to do our picks for NFL Week 16, and it should be an exciting week. I have a question for you, Milo. What do snowmen eat for breakfast? What do snowmen eat for breakfast?
I know this one.
Okay.
It's just, I forget.
Ice Krispies.
I know that. Ice Krispies.
What is
Ice
the best?
Krispies.
Ice Krispies. What is the best Christmas present you can give anybody? A broken drum. A broken drum. You know why? You can't beat it.
Why?
You can't beat it. It's the best gift there is. That's a funny joke.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty
yeah.
funny. Okay, so let's move on. I think my career as a stand-up comedian is not going to work too good. Let's go to week 16 of the NFL picks. The first game, Milo Mesmer, we're going to be picking is who will win between the Jaguars and the Jets?
That would be a great matchup. Jets by 1 point.
Okay. I'm going to pick the Jaguars because they're kind of on a roll right now. The Bengals and the Patriots, they play at New England, and that is Saturday night, Christmas Eve.
Oh, Cincinnati.
Okay.
New England doesn't have a chance against Cincinnati.
I'm with you. That'd be a good Christmas gift for the old man. The Commanders and the 49ers.
Commanders lost the last game they played against the Giants. So, 49ers.
Me too. The Falcons. The 49ers are really good, man. I could see them going pretty far. The Falcons and the Ravens. The Falcons and the Ravens.
Falcons. I don't see Ravens going anywhere this year.
Good. I'm picking the Ravens, although I don't like them, but I think that
I know
they
you
should...
don't like them because they're in the same division as the Bengals.
And the Browns and the Steelers.
Uh-huh.
The best division, the AFC North. Okay, the Lions and the Panthers. Who are you picking there, buddy? So we had two birds. We had the Falcons and the Ravens, two birds. Now we have two felines, cats, the Lions and the Panthers.
Let's give it to the Lions.
Okay, I'm going to go with you on that one. Both John and Milo picked the Lions. Okay, the Bills and the Bears.
Bears.
Okay. The Saints and the Browns.
Browns.
Yep, me too.
Brownies.
They're playing good. The Seahawks and the Chiefs. Seahawks and the Chiefs.
Oh, I wish Patrick Mahomes was injured.
But he isn't.
Seahawks. I know, it makes me disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis Kelce is still playing like the beast.
He is the beast. He's a good tight end. So I'm picking the Chiefs on that one. We have the next game we have, Milo, is the Giants and the Vikings.
Oh, I think Vikings, actually, on this one.
Okay, I'll go along with that. The Texans and the Titans. Tennessee Titans and the Houston Texans.
Texans suck, so Tennessee.
Me too. Eagles and the Cowboys. That's always a big game for those guys. They have a rivalry there. Eagles and the Cowboys.
Ooh, Eagles.
Me too. The Raiders and the Steelers.
If number 50 can do that same thing again, I'm going with Raiders.
Okay.
Really.
I'm going with Steelers. The Packers and the Dolphins.
Packers and the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Packers used to be my favorite team, so I got to go with the Packers. I mean.
Okay. Packers. I'm going with them too, buddy. The Broncos and the Rams.
Broncos.
Okay.
Because the Rams.
Me too. They won the Super Bowl last year, and they only won 4 games this year, I think,
yep,
if I'm not
four.
Mistaken. Yep. The Buccaneers and the Cardinals.
They're 4-10.
Yeah, that's not good. The Buccaneers and the Cardinals.
Buccaneers or Cardinals? Bucks.
Yep, me too. The Cardinals lost Murray, so they're not going to do good because...
Wait. Oh, Kyler Murray's injured. That's right.
Yeah, he's really good. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks. Okay, the next game is the last game of Week 16, and it is on Monday night. It is the Chargers and the Colts. Chargers and the Colts.
Colts.
I'm picking the Chargers, dude. Well,
why? They won't really win. What about Thursday Night Football?
Yeah, it's Monday Night Football. The Chargers are going to win. So write it down. Okay, well, thank you for being on the show. And that's all it for this week. I do have one more question/joke for you. You know that Santa Claus's elves work really hard during Christmas season, but when they are off, they go to school. What is their favorite, the elves? When they aren't making toys, they go to school. What's their favorite subject?
Oh,
in
chemistry class?
No. The elves' favorite subject is the alphabet. Get it?
I was about to say that.
Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to talk about before we... close it out tonight? Anything going on with your Dublin youth basketball team or anything else? Did you watch the World Cup the other day or anything you'd like to talk about?
Disappointed that Argentina are World Cup champions.
You are? You wanted France?
Yes, I wanted France to win, but it's good for Messi because that's Messi's World Cup and Neymar and Ronaldo.
Well, they hadn't won it in a long time, so I guess it's pretty cool. I didn't watch it, but I heard it was really good. Okay.
Game.
So your basketball team's doing pretty good?
Yeah, we didn't play the last game. We got delayed.
Yeah. Well, you got the holiday seasons, man. After that, you can go back and start playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
A holiday miracle.
It is. Well, thanks for being on the show, and we'll close out with what we always close out with. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball? See
you later.
Yeah, I said see you later. That's not it, is it? It's catch you later. Let's do it again. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch
you
later.
We need to work on it. We need a producer. Thank you so much, Myla, for joining. Thank you for the people that are listening, and we're just having fun talking sports. And
thank you.
And everybody have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas,
Merry
Milo.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas.
We'll talk to you later. Good night.
Merry Christmas.